from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
1 hour in, no one has choked anyone out.
Not yet.
I know it's been a while since we've all been in the same room, but all is good here so far. 3 o'clock on the dial, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, and Matt Scraby. Padres with a much-deserved off day, I must say, after going 7-2.
Man, they have a lot of off days right now.
We need them.
They are living the dream, the Padres. They're off today. They're off Thursday.
I'm tired.
Next Monday too.
I'm tired of writing in my scorecard game 106, and every other team has played less games. So you know what? Time to catch up, everybody.
Time to catch up. Yeah, Padres are off today. They're off Thursday. They're off next Monday. That's a lot of work for us.
Padres have.
Come on.
I don't know that I've wrote a scorecard down this year that the Padres
haven't played more games than their opponent.
I think they've played more games than their opponent all season.
Yeah.
It's going to change because there's a bunch of off days coming up and in August. So, we got a Daily Gambit ready for you guys. We also have Chris Getz. And you might be asking, who is Chris Getz? Well, he is the GM currently trying to finesse a crochet deal, and he didn't seem pretty happy. He seemed very diplomatic, but he didn't seem like he was enjoying the process. We'll play that for you in the next segment.
Well, Crochet was the guy that came out basically and said, you can trade for me, but I'm not pitching in the playoffs for you unless you give me a contract extension.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I believe he's represented by Josh Hader's agency.
Are you sure? Or are you just trying to put one and one together there?
Let me make sure. But I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, make sure.
I'm pretty sure.
We'll discuss.
Oh, did you get a dig in at Josh Hader
on that? He did.
It was more a dig at the agency.
Josh ain't doing nothing but pitching in Houston. Scraby over here throwing haymakers. I don't know what his agency is.
Let me see.
For myself personally, that's CAA. The last kind of guy I want, Tony. I mean, I want a guy that I trade for.
Yeah. Yeah. CAA. They're both represented by the same company, which means that this is a strategy of CAA now.
All right.
I don't know if it's a strategy or not, but in our next segment, you'll get a chance to hear how Chris Getz feels about the strategy and if it's a strategy that he would that he would have done. Nonetheless, you know, guys, it is getting closer to football. Have you guys watched this Receiver? You know, that the quarterback
Oh, yeah.
Netflix?
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of Receivers and haven't yet gotten to number two.
I got through number two on that
good.
God-awful long flight yesterday. And it's good. It's really good. It's going to make me have to go back and watch the quarterback one that I never got a chance to watch.
Oh, you never saw the quarterback one? Oh, that one is so good.
Let me tell you something in advance.
I know that you guys were like,
we loved it.
That made you look at a bunch of guys differently.
You even think Kirk Cousins is a pretty good guy. If you watch the quarterback one, you're all like, oh, I kind of like Kirk Cousins now.
Although his brain exercises are a little much.
He goes out there. He's out on a deep limb, for sure.
Oh, I definitely enjoyed the first couple episodes.
Now, I have to know. And this is maybe a job for you, Tony. Ask Profar if he did the gritty the other day because he was watching receiver and Justin Jefferson.
I did notice the gritty. He's whipped it out twice now.
Twice
I think,
in the same game.
In the same game. It's interesting that you asked me that because as I was watching the first couple episodes, about 4 hours into this flight, and yell. Tapped me on my shoulder.
De Los Santos.
Yeah, he saw me watching it on my iPad, and he was like, "Hey, this is good. I've been watching it too." So there might be something to that. Maybe maybe Pro has been inspired by one Justin Jets Jefferson.
By the way, I'm a huge fan of Justin Jefferson now.
Me too.
Huge fan of him now.
Me too.
Because Chris only saw the first episode, so
he haven't seen this yet.
He got the 49ers, and he got it's not Devontae.
Huge fan of Kittle.
I got to see Kittle. Oh, yeah. I got to see Debo, and I got to see the third guy in that.
Kittle's support system.
Oh, Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra,
man.
Let me tell you,
wow.
Man. His dad is a maniac.
Is Amon-Ra the toughest guy in football?
Yes.
I think he's got to be. If you play with a piece of muscle torn off your bone the whole season. I'm sorry, you got to be
not
tough.
Only that, but when they played the clip early when he was a little boy and his dad was like talking to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He looked like, I don't know, he looked like a psycho.
He was like
staring at his dad like, I'm ready for the next thing that you're going to throw at me.
I hate to tell you, though, man. I mean, Child Services might have ducked in on that video if Amon-Ra St. Brown hadn't become an NFL player.
Like, blink once if you're in trouble, Amon-Ra.
I don't know.
His dad is intense. Like,
he is intense.
It was crazy.
One of the funniest parts is,
eat your cereal!
One of the funniest parts about that. And I don't know if... There's been a couple different things on Amon-Ra's. How do you say his first name?
Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. There have been a few different, like, kind of in-depth looks. And, you know, he grew up in the suburbs. And I was watching his dad talk about it. He was like, so we used to, every week, we used to go down to Compton, and I would put my kids in that environment and playing Pop Warner football. And he said eventually other families started to notice he was doing it from where he was living in the suburbs. And they asked, hey, can you mind taking our... He's like, no, you gotta take your own kids. He's just a straightforward cat. I mean, obviously, he was a Mr. Olympian.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
I mean, he kind of knows what he's doing a little bit. So.
Yeah, isn't he the one who said that Kevin Durant needs to work out with him because he can his flimsy calves? I think that was during the Lions Hard Knocks.
It might have been. I don't know. That's probably where I saw it.
Yeah,
because he was in the episode, the first episode. He was getting on his son's girlfriend for helping with his three pump. Celebration,
yes,
in the,
which was very scandalous at the time.
The referee said if you'd have gave one more pump, I would have gave him 15 yards. I thought that was hilarious.
But the second episode's good, Chris. So you gotta watch it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Watch Jettis. Jets.
And Devontae.
He's
a beast.
I already like most of those guys that they're highlighting, but I even got a little love for Debo now. I know you're sour on him now, Greg, but...
You know, humanizing things is the best thing for me because I can now like him as a human.
Yeah. All right, Chris, you got a daily gamble for us?
I do.
Let's get to it.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Hope everybody enjoyed that behind-the-scenes look.
So glad I was on good behavior.
Yeah,
right there.
Me too. All of a sudden, like, why is there no music? Oh, wait, everybody's hearing me saying Djokovic is old with his knee brace
90s
on.
90s knee sleeve, you said.
Yeah, anyway. Daily Gambit, Daily Sports Betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Now, I'm just going to update one thing, which would be the National League winner odds. Dodgers are still at the top. It goes Dodgers, Phillies, Braves got to be coming down the list, but Brewers and then Padres are the fifth team in the National League. There's a line out
team.
There. Hard Rock apparently is offering a plus 2250 line for them to win the pennant.
On the Pods?
Yep. I think that's a decent bet right there.
How much do you have to bet for 2250? $100?
Yeah, I think that's a decent try at something. And you can cheer for it, too. I mean, it's awesome. Chris, bet $100 for me, and let's see how it goes.
I'll bet you're $100.
I don't have $100. That's why I was asking you. All right. That's really it. I mean.
All right. Yeah, there's not a lot happening. We got some Olympic stuff we can put some wagers on. But I do think it's crazy that the NFL preseason is only 3 days away now. Just a little heads up. Thursday is the Hall of Fame game.
Crazier?
Texans and the Bears, so.
That these cats are actually having, like, high-level talks about 18.
Playing an extra game.
It is.
I'm
not going to turn it
play
down.
As many as you want. I've said this before.
We've given up on player safety.
Yes, the player safety doesn't matter to me. I have no relatives playing in the NFL.
Doesn't matter to the NFL either.
And so. It doesn't matter to the NFL. I'm right in line.
We have fully just given up.
Tune in Sunday to watch collisions all day long, and I enjoy it. And I appreciate these guys are willing to do it for my benefit. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to the preseason stuff when we get to it. But let's start with the Phillies and the Yankees tonight.
Ooh, good series.
We've got kind of a good matchup here. The National League's top team against the American League's top wild card team right now. Yankees are still trailing the Orioles in the AL East. Phillies are favored by a run and a half in the series opener. Scravey, why don't you start us off?
How did I know that was coming to me?
I don't know.
Giancarlo Stanton has been activated by the Yankees, so he's back.
All right. That's not changed the odds at all. But.
Nope. I'm going to say, where is this game?
This is in Philadelphia with Zach Wheeler on the mound.
Oh, I'm going Phillies.
Luis Gill for the Yankees.
Luis Gill's been pretty good.
He's been good.
I'm going to go with the Phillies, though, at home.
Then you're going to give a run and a half. I'll take a flyer on the ice-cold Yankees. Stay within a run, maybe win the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Game, Tony. Yankees get a run and a half in case that matters to you.
I'm going to go Phils.
Still going to go with the Phillies. Okay. The best pitcher in the history of baseball is on the mound tonight.
Paul Skeens. All right.
We'll be pitching for the Pirates.
I love Chris and his sarcasm.
Well, he's saying it for me.
I'm just saying it for him.
He's literally
saying
it for me.
He drives me crazy with this every time. He's in Houston tonight taking on the Astros, and his over-under is 6.5 strikeouts.
Scraby, are you still hating on Skeens?
Oh, again, yeah, he hates. It's not a Paul Skeens hatred.
He says this every time, but he hates Skeens.
It's a media coverage hatred.
You hate Skeens.
You know, he lost the other day. I didn't hear anything about that. Like, come on. If you're going to cover him when he wins.
I heard a ton about that.
I didn't hear anything.
I read a ton about that. It was his first loss. It was a big deal.
You know what's funny? Is I did hear that he lost, but I also heard to go along with it.
You went 8-3. I left that out.
It was his first time pitching into the ninth inning.
See, I like Paul Skeens, the baseball player. Hate the media coverage.
I don't know what you want them to do.
They have to cover
it. Do you hate Caitlin Clark, too?
And no, the I like Caitlin Clark.
All right. Well, then why do you hate the coverage of Paul Skeens? He's the next young big thing in baseball.
Yes,
why shouldn't they be covering the hell out of him?
Yes,
because
Grape.
They should be. Because he's... Never mind. I'm not going down this road again.
Don't say never mind when you've been beaten.
It's a losing battle, so I'm never going
it's
to win.
It's a losing argument.
It's a losing argument. You've lost this argument, and you just... You and my
never
wife...
Mind. Never
You,
mind.
You and my wife both have the same response. That's why I've never won an argument with my wife. Because when I'm on the precipice of victory, she just goes, never mind.
But why don't you believe
game's
me that
over.
I...
Game's over. I'm like, what? I'm just about to win.
Why won't you...
I'm going to win this one.
Why don't you believe me
That's
that
a fact,
I like
do.
Paul Skeens the pitcher, but I don't like the media coverage.
Because your
but
face.
But I don't know why you don't like the media coverage.
Your face.
Caitlin Clark,
when
everything
get ready
she does
to talk
gets,
about
gets
Paul Skeens.
Catalog.
Your face, like, it's like
because
there's like
of
real
the media.
Anger.
The media.
The media is just doing what the media does.
I know, it annoys me. Because there's. I made this whole thing on the Scraby Show last week about how Jackson Merrill is the rookie of the year, and there's no doubt about it up until this point, Tony, because he plays every single day. Paul Skeens has played, what, 12
times? Well, again, under that way of thinking, then no pitcher should ever win a rookie of the year. No pitcher. Because
a
no
pitcher can
pitches
win
every
that
day.
If they do all they make all their starts. He came up late. He's not going to play the entire season.
So he should be penalized for a team purposely keeping him down. There
I don't
so
think
they can
he
have.
Should be penalized, but it should be top of mind that he did not play a full season, and so his numbers are skewed.
I don't
by
disagree
that.
With you.
Thank you. Finally,
but it doesn't mean I think Paul Skeens should not be where he's at though. He's doing stuff that's pretty phenomenal.
Now you got the chat all on
you got
on
the
me.
Chat on you. We didn't get the chat on you.
He has not made all of his starts because he didn't
he's
start
made
the
every
season.
Start that he's made every start that he's had a chance to make.
And now yes. Not only has he made them, he's dominated them.
If they're going to say he's made every start this year, you have to say he's made every start since he debuted later in the year.
Would that change? So if they said he's made every start since he debuted in whatever time, he's still... the league candidate for Rookie of the Year. Would that make it better?
Yes.
Oh,
because they're actually saying what is the story, the facts of everything.
Okay, it's great.
He's not going to make 32 starts this year. He's going to make 20.
The question at hand tonight is whether he's going to get 6.5 strikeouts.
Jeez.
I don't really care about the rest of that crap. And I'm pretty sure he's going to go over.
Yes.
Might do that by the third inning. Tony, you're going over 6.5 strikeouts?
Scrape, if you don't go over, you're just a hater.
Oh, if Skeen strikeouts? No, I'm going over. Oh,
okay. 6.5. Is he going to pitch 6 1/3 innings or more?
Mm.
6 1/3 innings.
Who's he facing?
He's at Houston.
Houston?
Against a team that usually wears pitchers down a little bit. Tony, you're first on this one. 6 1/3 innings over or under for Skeens. Actually, if he gets the 6 1/3, he'll be over.
He'll be over. Oh, right. I think he gets the 6 1/3.
You think, yes, he's going to get that first out in the seventh inning.
Yeah, but then he's coming out.
Then he's coming out after he wins you the bet. All right, Scraby.
I'm going to go over as well.
Over.
The guy does pitch deep into games.
I think the Astros will give him a tough time. He'll come out after six.
Ah,
I'll say under tonight.
Just ahead.
Just for fun, a little Olympic. I got to see what sport this is. Men's basketball. Tomorrow morning, Spain favored by 4 over Giannis and Greece in the Olympic basketball tournament. Scraby.
Spain -4. Giannis had like 30-something points the other
day. He was a one-man wrecking crew, but they lost the first game. I didn't see all the rest of the results.
I'm going to go with Spain.
Going to give the
points. Is anybody else happy? I mean, the one good thing about this whole change, we're going to hear...
Oh, you're talking about the NBA.
It's coming back.
We will get to hear that. That's a good part of it.
Yeah, that song. I'm going to go with... I'll go with Spain, too. I just... Giannis can't do it by himself. Tony?
Yeah, the Greek freak is... He's really good, but he can't do it by himself.
He's up against it. France is favored by 17 over Japan. I don't know anybody on... France has everybody in the draft.
Yeah. Oh, so it's got Wemby.
And they got the alien.
Wemby.
I'll take France then. Tony?
France.
Anybody? France. Going to take the points?
I'm going to take France.
Nobody's going to take the points.
Yes.
And then U.S. soccer men's against Guinea. That's what it says. Guinea. Is it New Guinea, Old Guinea, Regular Guinea?
I think it's just Guinea now.
Guinea. Tony's up first.
You know what's funny is that someone's going to message us saying, I can't believe you didn't know what Guinea is. I can't believe you didn't know what Guinea was.
How do you not know and what the capital is and right. When they were gained their independence?
People like to be outraged.
I definitely love to go into my DMs after a show and see that I have about 7, which means it's people are
outraged.
Mad about something.
United States against Guinea. You got to give a half goal if you want the Americans, Tony.
Give me the USA.
USA. Scraby.
I'm going to go USA.
Oh, I thought you were
going to. I almost went with Guinea. But if I don't know where Guinea is, I can't choose Guinea.
Can't pick it.
I just want you to know I'll take USA. But last week, Tony, I brought up an unpopular notion that I was going to actually root against the U.S. men's basketball team and be unpatriotic. And the chat was 50-50. Some actually supported me and agreed with me.
They weren't rooting for those guys. May I ask why they weren't rooting for them?
I don't know. Did they all say, Scraby? You were
we came to the agreement that this team is unlikable.
They're unlikable, Tony.
I do think they're unlikable.
They're unlikable.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
There you go, Tony.
Go ahead, turncoats.
Turncoats.
Go ahead and root for the other country.
You guys are whack.
No, hold on.
I said I will root for Team USA, but Chris said he wouldn't. That's the problem. I said I'm not. And
if you choose not to watch
treason.
It, fine.
Treason.
He's going to be hanged in the square.
All right, we've got more coming up with Tony Gwynn Jr. and Benedict Arnold after traffic.
Turncoats.
Am I Benedict Arnold?
No, I am.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yes.
Gwynn and Chris resumes. If you're wondering why you get to hear so much music sometimes, it's because I'm trying to unscramble my earbuds. Get them straightened out and back into my ears. Welcome back. 325 is the time. Chris Sello, Tony Gwynn Jr.
You might have to chip in and you and I for Christmas this year.
What now?
Getting some new
wireless
headphones. Yeah.
No, you don't want wireless.
You don't need wireless.
There's going to be a wire regardless.
How does your thing
I don't know. I take it off like this. Everybody's watching. I put it down like that. And it's nice and open. And but then by the time I throw it over here a couple times. And
You got to move it for all the crackers that you eat. So.
I got to write notes during the break. I got to, work on the show.
You don't write notes during the break.
You think I just have all of this at the top of my head?
Yeah.
Come up with brilliant stuff?
Yes.
Segment after segment on my own?
Yes.
Brilliant stuff?
One thing that I don't think was brilliant was Garrett Crochet announcing or having his agent announce that if you traded for him, he wouldn't pitch in the playoffs unless you gave him a new contract. The one thing I'm sure he didn't think about when he said this or his agent did was how much more difficult he made life for his own general manager of the White Sox, who's trying to get rid of the guy, trying to basically do him a favor, trade him away from the worst team in baseball, maybe one of the worst teams in the last 50 years.
They're going to push up against history, possibly.
They're as bad as you can be.
And they just got worse, too, by the way.
They traded away Eric Fetty, and Tommy Pham got out of there today. Tom, both go to the Cardinals, if you're wondering. But Crochet says this, and now his general manager has to try to make it sound like that didn't bother him as much as it probably did. So let's hear what Chris Getz had to say.
The communication had been very strong between Garrett and I and his agency. I was a little surprised and taken back by how they went about it. Considering that I had a conversation with his agent, the night before, that's not exactly the tactic that I would have taken. You're being a former player, quite honestly. Just because the dialogue had been so honest and real and careful and mindful of his career, because I've known him since we got him, so I was a little surprised by it. I was. I think most people, most fans, and even players, without knowing everything, it makes sense. I think we understand, why a stance would be taken like that. Now, how you go about expressing that is what was, a bit hurtful, quite honestly, considering I felt like we could have handled it a little bit differently and still, I think, everyone accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. Garrett's a very talented arm, and he's just getting his starting career going. He's looking out for.
I get the feeling that if Chris.
Sorry, I put the wrong one down.
I get the feeling if Chris Getz would have kept talking there, he eventually would have just finally said what he was really thinking.
He was working his way toward.
At the very beginning, he was a little disappointed. Then he was, kind of disappointed. Then he was, he understood it, but he was disappointed.
And then he said he got hurt by it.
Then he got hurt and he was disappointed. Yeah, I think if he would have just let him go for another 5 minutes there, he probably would have eventually said what we're all thinking, which is, how dare this bleeper, say what he said and make it impossible for me to trade him. But that's just the way it is. That's the business that we're all in, I guess. Look out for number one.
We're going to find out if this was the right move or not.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
Because listen, I don't know. I hate when I was still playing, I hated losing. I didn't want to be in a terribly bad at as it gets right there. They got 28 wins on the year?
They are 54 games under 500.
They've lost 14
games
in a row.
They've lost 14 in a row
twice.
Again.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they're in the midst of it right now. 14 in a row. But this guy's pitching 2 innings a game, 3 innings a game.
Don't get me started, Chris.
Well, I don't want to get you started. I'm trying to explain. I don't know why I don't even know why anybody would still want to acquire him.
Has he been pitching 3 innings of the game all season?
No, the last 3 or 4 starts, though. Because he's just in the mood or what. I don't know what his problem is.
Here, I'll tell you. Hold on. I'm going to go to my fantasy app and tell you how much he hasn't done in the last little bit. Okay, last start was 3 innings. The start before 4. The start before that, 2. The start before that, 4. And then he was pretty normal before that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why you'd want to take a risk. His name sounds really good. He struck out a lot of batters, but I don't need divas on the roster.
I was going to ask.
Don't even let me say that we had one last year and it didn't work out too well. Did I say that out loud? Sorry, I didn't mean to. I was just thinking.
Well, I was the one who insinuated they have the same agency, so they're on the same plan. But is inside the world of baseball, is this being a diva? Do you think players think he's a diva, Tony?
I don't know. It's the players are, you know, they think it, they see it differently than I think the generation that I came
from.
Right,
I get you.
So I'm not sure how they feel about it. I just, you know, it just doesn't seem like a smart move. I mean, you want an extension, right? What he's trying to do is avoid the things that everybody else who's had injuries like him have had to avoid, which is you got to prove that you can stay healthy. He wants the loot before he proves that he can stay healthy.
Yeah, now, he wants the loot, right? He wants the loot now.
He came up in 20, pitched 6 innings. That was the truncated postseason. I think they lost to Oakland in the first round that year.
Oh, right, they did.
He might have got hurt in that series. Comes back the next year out of the bullpen, 54 innings, 54 games, 282. Great year. Right, I don't know what his injury status was. Missed all of 22 due to injury. So clearly he got injured in there somewhere. And in 23, also only pitched 12 2/3 of innings. So I'm assuming when he did come back, it was towards the end
Very
of the
quick.
Year.
Yeah. And then this year he's been with the team the whole year.
And so this is the first year he's starting. He's having tremendous success, and he says, I kind of want to get an extension if I'm going to be traded. And if you want me pitching a postseason, that definitely has to happen. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense to me if I'm spoiled rotten and totally in love with myself. It makes a ton of sense.
I mean, it also may speak to the fact that he is concerned about the injuries. Like, I may not be able to stay healthy, so let me strike while the iron's hot now.
Before I have to show that I can stay healthy.
I wonder, honestly, if this is going to start becoming like maybe a thing. Because Josh Hader did it, and it worked out for him. He got his money in the end.
But here's the thing. Here's the difference, though. Josh Hader had a long
Josh Hader was already the best
track
reliever in
record,
baseball.
Right.
That's
like,
a good point.
Long track record.
Very good point.
And so he could play this game. He could be like, you know what? Matter of fact, he was playing the game because he had already been...
He was a victim of the game.
He was a victim of the game.
Yeah.
And so he had a completely different platform than Crochet. Crochet ain't even a free agent until what? He got like another year, I believe, of
control.
Control.
Yeah.
So it's, to me, it might even be 2 years, quite frankly.
I think it's 2 years.
You got another 2 years. So I don't see the play. Now, I could end up completely wrong tomorrow. He could get dealt. He could get his extension. The reality is, though, he could get dealt, not get his extension, and then have to really toe that line. Are you going to stand by? You going to stand on the fact that you said you were not going to pitch in the postseason? Because I can't imagine that being the greatest look for you if you do get traded and you hold tight to that. I'm not pitching in the postseason completely healthy. Now that'll piss some dudes off.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're telling me this guy's going to get traded to the Dodgers, say. He's going to walk into the
clubhouse
and be
like, nah,
sorry,
I'm good.
Sorry, Shohei. Sorry, Freddie Freeman. Sorry, Mookie Betts. I'm not doing it.
There could be a team that calls his bluff. Now, do you have the piles of prospects that you're going to have to give up and be okay with giving them up to call his bluff? I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot working there.
I'm looking at Garrett Crochet being a White Sox for the foreseeable future. We'll find out in the next 24 hours. Don't forget, tomorrow's trade deadline coverage includes the former Baseball America writer Kyle Glazer in studio with us to help break it all down. We'll break away for a brief moment here. Gwen and Chris FAQ. This is fast becoming a very popular segment on the program. It's where Scraby asks us embarrassing questions, and we're enforced to answer them for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around. It's coming up.
3:41 on the clock. Tony Wynn Jr., Chris Sello. Matt Scravey. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right. Scravey has created this monster that we can no longer keep away. A little C&T Q&A.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Couple problems here, guys. Southbound side of the 805 before Palm Avenue, two-vehicle crash over the right shoulder. Now we got a rollover crash on eastbound 905 near the 805. It's over the right shoulder, but emergency crews have got that right lane blocked, so just watch out for a little activity there. Take it extra carefully. I'm Kelly Danik with Win and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so I'm working on the open. I just got the voicing back, so we will have an open for the future. But Chris?
I feel like you said that the last time we played this.
No, I don't think I did.
Pretty sure you've said it the last three times we've done
it. This is the third time we played it, so...
Yeah, so you said it every time.
Working on the open.
The first one,
your new nickname.
The first one is we try it out. I don't want an open. I don't want to use the...
What's the second one then?
Second one is, okay... Are we going to do this going forward?
So the third one is
this
what?
Time is where I need to start making the open. Because we've made it to the third one.
I got
so
you.
By the fourth time,
we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, need it.
That
we
makes sense.
By the way, Tony, also in the works, our new top of the hour re-intro into the show opens.
I do have
been
that
waiting
ready.
On that for about a year.
You've been hearing that for a good year.
Hold on. Chris was the one who said he didn't care if they ever changed, so...
I'm just saying, we heard this before.
And, Chris,
I believe it when I see it.
Chris greenlit my name in the open, so now all my stupid things that I say are going to be in the open.
Oh, he greenlit you, huh?
Yeah, I asked him.
I said he better check with you.
I didn't.
He went ahead and said, I don't need to check with
you. Hey, you didn't say that. Anyway, so I have a list of questions. It's kind of like an icebreaker type game, but these are just about us. And then the fourth category is for all of us. So Chris is going to roll the dice or the die, and whatever comes up is what we're going to ask. So Chris, go ahead.
Whatever comes up on the die is who has to answer the question.
Yes.
And this is number, I've rolled twice and got 5, 6, fell off the table, and 2.
2 is a Tony question.
Tony Gwynn Jr. on the spot.
All right, let's see. Oh, I like this one. If the baseball thing didn't work out, did you have a backup career plan?
I did not. I would love to
say. Eggs on one basket.
I would love to say that I'd have played basketball or something like that, but that probably wasn't in the cards. You know, here's the honest answer. The reality of it is, at least in my view, is when you're pursuing something of the levels that I'm pursuing, I think you got to be all in. You can't have, like, you know, one of the eggs. Like, I'm going to put it over here just in case. I don't think you give yourself your best shot at that.
I agree with that. I do. Not what I expected for you to answer, but thank you for being honest. Chris, roll it again, please.
That was it?
That was it.
He didn't seem too uncomfortable.
Mm-mm. Well, not all the questions
are uncomfortable.
That was another
2. I've rolled 2 more 2s. Does he have to keep answering?
Go ahead.
Third 2 in a
give
row.
Give me another one.
Okay, well, it wants Tony.
It wants Tony.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, Tony. What do your kids do that drive you insane as a collective?
They think they know everything. It is like mind-boggling to me. Like, and now I kind of understand what my parents felt about me. Like, there's like, how could you possibly think at 13 you know more than me? I've literally been here for 20 plus years longer than you. What? There's not even a thought that goes like, maybe this has happened to him before, or maybe he's. And you know what? Then after I'm irritated and like. Irritated and pissed off, I go upstairs and I think to myself, yeah, you probably said the same thing to your parents, didn't you?
Yep, I probably did too.
It doesn't make it any less frustrating.
No, like, it does not.
I don't have any kids, but the kids I deal with, I like to just let them find out for themselves that they were wrong. Yeah. I think that I take great joy out of that.
It's one of my favorite things.
One
now
of your favorite strategies is when they come back to you.
Is when
go,
they come back to me, Chris.
With their tail between their legs.
Without me having to like ridicule or come down on them and say anything. The times that they come back and it's like, And, you know, at this age, they still aren't going to come out and straight up say, Dad,
no,
you were
they're
right.
They're not going to say, you were right.
Right. They're going to say it in their own way, but there's no more, like, fulfilling.
That's satisfying.
Oh, God, it's so satisfying. Yeah. It doesn't happen enough, though. I feel like it needs to happen
It's probably
going to
start happening more.
It's going to happen more, for sure.
The older they
it happened
get,
to me,
the more complex problems get.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the more you realize, I don't know everything.
One's a way to die. I finally got a one.
Okay, a one is a Chris question.
All right.
I hope so. Let's see. Okay, Chris, did you ever think you were going to be a pro baseball player?
Like in the majors?
Yep.
I don't think so.
You didn't have dreams of being a pro baseball player? Heading into college?
Well, you didn't ask him about dreams. You said, did you ever think that he was going to be a
realistically,
pro player?
Well, realistically, I never really felt like I had a chance. I mean, I guess my senior year in high school when I was the all-conference guy, and maybe I thought it was pretty good. But when I got to San Diego State and realized I was about the 11th guy on an 11-man team, I really didn't think there was a whole lot of chance. I liked to pitch, though, so I kept pitching to see what would happen. I knew that I got a lot of guys out, but I could read the writing on the wall. The writing on the wall said, you don't have the necessary skills to make it to another level.
So you had a...
That's...
Yeah. I didn't throw hard enough, and I just... I didn't. So I wasn't going to... It was going to have to... I was going to have to be perfect and, like, throw a perfect game every time out for somebody to go,
this guy
wow,
can pitch.
We got to give this guy a shot.
Hey, that trait that Chris has, I think, is missing in a lot of...
You mean the one that you're realistic with yourself?
That realistic thing that came up that was like... Yeah, I don't got what that guy has.
Yeah,
and I don't think I'm ever going to be able to do that.
Yeah,
I think that's a missing element for a lot of people.
It frustrated me because I got as many guys out as that guy did, but it wasn't going to get me anywhere. So,
I think that's the same feeling I got with basketball in my senior year. It's like, yeah, man, as athletic as I am,
some guys are just better than
there are just dudes that were better.
They are.
I realized when I was on the practice squad of Costa Canyon's football team and I got crushed on a play. I was like, I'm never going to be a pro football player. It's devastating. All right, Chris, roll again.
What's your number?
3.
That's what came up. Look at that.
Oh, so you guys get to choose a... Go to the list.
Oh.
You guys get to choose a question.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
I got one.
Yeah?
Oh, wait. What's your worst breakup story?
There's a couple, but I would say worst breakup is where I was the meanest. I was living in Cincinnati. I was dating a girl.
Cincinnati will do that to you, though.
Yeah,
have you mean?
I decided one day that I don't want to live here anymore, and I'm driving home.
Like home to where?
California.
From Cincinnati?
Yes. So I told the girl I was dating, hey, I'm moving home, and just left. And I still, to this day, feel very bad about it.
You gave her no time to even discuss with you?
No.
You just walked out the
door? Wait, were you guys sharing an apartment?
No, nothing like that. But we were dating for like a good 6-7 months. She deserved something from me, and like an explanation or at least a discussion. And I didn't even let her in.
That was kind of...
I feel really bad to this day.
You didn't even?
I did it in person.
Wait, how did you get out of there?
It was on my birthday at a sushi restaurant when I told her that I was moving home.
And
she started
crying.
And
then walked out of the sushi restaurant and got into your car and drove away. No. I want to hear just how mean you were.
How diabolical you are.
We left the sushi restaurant. She wanted to go home to her house, obviously. So I went back to where I was living, and then the next day I left.
You just drove to San Diego,
or the
Bay Area.
More I'm saying this right now, the worse I feel about it. I honestly want to reach out and say sorry.
And you guys were dating 7 months when you did this?
Yeah. It was messed up. And you know what? I deserve all the karma I can get from that one.
I think that you are.
You're still getting it.
I think
I'm still getting it. By the way, there's some young lady standing outside the window with an axe. Do you recognize her?
Oh, hey, what's up? She's back. Yeah, that was... another one was I broke up with someone because the mac and cheese wasn't good enough.
Stop it.
She said she had great mac and cheese.
Dude, you're playing.
I'm not kidding. We were only dating for like 2 months.
How
and I was like 25. And so... She said she had the best mac and cheese in the world. I was looking for a way out.
You should have started with that.
So the most ridiculous breakup was over mac and cheese. Anyway, Chris, go ahead, roll the dice.
I hope you're getting crushed
to roll another
chat,
three.
Right?
I'll tell you.
And
that.
Yes, Joseph, I did pay for dinner that night.
Another two. The come die on, is come like really weighted today, Tony.
All right. Most memorable bench clearing incident as a player, Tony.
I think this is still on YouTube too. I was in Albuquerque. I was an Albuquerque Isotope at the time. I was with the Dodgers. I was in AAA. And we had some wild dudes on our team. We're playing the Cardinals. And a kid by the name of Justin Sellers hit. Or no. Somebody before him. It might have been D. Gordon. Somebody hit a bomb. Enjoyed it. Sellers comes up. They throw up at his head. They end up hitting the next guy. He charges from first base. It's like a full-on melee. I got, I can't remember who I had. There were some big leaguers in there, former big leaguers. I had one of them in my,
headlock?
Not in a headlock. I was playing peacemaker.
Oh.
I've been in enough of those at this point where it's a dangerous thing. So I think I had a couple guys. There was a teammate of mine's, like, getting choked out.
Wow.
Kind of had to feint at the guy to let him let go. So he let go, and then that caused another melee. I had D. Gordon, and it was a left-handed pitcher, threw really hard for the Cardinals. I can't remember his name, but they're going back and forth. It was like a serious, like, had to have your head on a swivel type of thing.
I'm trying to look for it. You and D. Gordon were a good team.
Yeah, Isotopes and the Redbirds.
Oh, that's it. It says... Okay, I'm going to look for this later.
Can I answer that, even though I wasn't asked?
Sure.
I was sitting in the third base dugout at Charlie Smith Field before it was Tony Gwynn Stadium.
I know this one you're talking about.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
I don't think you know this one, because I was sitting over there yelling at some guy who got thrown out trying to set a single into a double. And I was ripping the guy when he was at bat, and I was ripping his decision-making on the bases.
Were you at school?
What?
Were you at school?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was going to make sure you're not some dude on the bench.
No, I was in the dugout on the team, but I was ragging on the guy endlessly. And he got up from his being out at second base and ran straight at me in the dugout.
Did you fight him?
Started a brawl. No, I mean,
what
everybody
school
got
is
around.
This?
It was like Point Loma Nazarene and like a pickup game or something.
I heard a crazy one with my Uncle Chris was involved. This was like a full-on like melee. It might have been against Long Beach State or one of those teams that got like serious fisticuffs. I'm trying to remember who told me the story about it. I'll think about it over the break.
All right. There's been a few there at Charlie Smith Field.
As exciting as brawls may look, they're kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of angry people that don't know exactly why they're out there. And, you know, anything can happen when you got that kind of thing going on.
Yeah. The one brawl that I was in, I got a pizza thrown at my face. So,
pizza, huh?
Yeah. They threw pizza at me and it got on my face and it hurt. So it was hot.
You are the meanest person on earth for what you did to that poor woman.
Oh, you are.
I do really
feel
bad.
There's really no coming back from that.
Why did I just have to say that? I should have said something else. I should have lied.
No, you shouldn't have. You should have told the truth so we can continue to point out the flaw in that way you went about it.
Yeah.
More Gwynn and Chris on the way.
Chris versus Vince.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.